With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The federal government is considering steps to force international travelers to catch up on their child support payments.
Sources tell the Associated Press the Trump administration is planning to step up enforcement of a 30-year-old law that allows the federal government to revoke U.S. passports from parents who owe a significant amount of child support. The 1996 law was only invoked by the State Department when someone applied for a renewal or sought consular services, but has taken in nearly $621 million in support payments. Soon, the officials said, the State Department will begin to revoke passports on its own initiative based on data shared with it by the Office of Child Support Enforcement at the Department of Health and Human Services. Jennifer King, Washington.
GOP leaders on Capitol Hill are expressing divergent positions about DHS funding when the department's stopgap funding expires after Friday night. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll meet with Senate Chief John Thune to discuss options on a Homeland Security funding bill.
We'll see where they are. I'm not going to prejudge the length of it or where it should be. I'm very hopeful. I mean, we still have time on the clock. When there's a will, there's a way. And if they can come to an agreement on this and get it done, that will behoove the whole country.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune indicates a preference for a second continuing resolution to negotiate the partisan impasse between the two parties. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick has acknowledged that he had met with Jeffrey Epstein twice after the late financier's 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from a child. It's a reversal of Lutnick's previous claim that he had cut ties with the late financier after 2005. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 52 points, the Nasdaq dropped 136, the S&P lower by 23. This is SRN News. A new poll asks moms about church, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically for moms. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge ruled Arizona must stop enforcing abortion restrictions that predate and contradict a 2024 voter-approved constitutional amendment enshrining the procedure. Maricopa Superior Court Judge Greg Como says the older laws present unnecessary obstacles to getting an abortion, including barring one if a woman was seeking it because the unborn baby has a genetic abnormality. In Arizona and many other stations, abortion law has been in flux. Coca-Cola shares were under pressure today after the company beat profit expectations but missed Wall Street's revenue estimates. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Higher profits, good, but balancing that on the backs of fewer customers who, for now, are willing to pay more is not so good. Not a winning foundation for future growth. Neither is the fact that the profits also came from cost-cutting, since increased efficiency can go only so far. It's not a long-term growth strategy, especially when rivals like PepsiCo have responded to similar trends by cutting prices, putting more competitive pressure on Coke's pricing power. Bob Agnew reporting.
Paramount is intensifying its efforts to take over Warner Brothers Discovery. On Tuesday, the company offered Warner shareholders an added ticking fee if the deal doesn't close by year-end. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.